Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Old School with DP and J, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School. You can call now, 402-464-5685. He wouldn't rap this one, though. He said he wouldn't rap this one.
What, you know? You want to run a candy shop? Talk about that champagne
I
campaign?
I like this song, so I don't
the
want
champagne
to.
Champagne campaign?
I don't want to do it because I like this song.
That's it. I always say this to myself when I'm starting to drink. I'm about to be on that champagne campaign. What you think, Nick?
That works.
That sounds like whoever makes shirts, champagne campaign.
Perfect. Works for me.
So Nick has a trivia question. If you
I
can
do.
Answer the question, we get you some goodies from Beatrice Bakery. So you can call in. A couple of things. Wet blanket, love for your text. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. While we wait for this, Jay, the two questions for you. Question for you, Jay. How many of your teammates would have bounced if the portal was around?
I don't know. Who knows? We were winning, so I don't really think people would have, but I mean, heck, you know, to be honest with you, started as a redshirt freshman, was splitting time. Do not put that on the.
Oh,
you should have sent it to me, man.
You have to send.
the baby face
gangster Jay Foreman.
When I started splitting time, I was ready to bounce.
You know, right?
I was ready to bounce. I was like, man, this is crazy. Especially because I was splitting time with somebody that wasn't that good. Or I thought I wasn't that good.
The thin stash. That's what we
were. That was 18 years old.
That's what we went through.
Let's go to the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Ted is here for trivia. Ted, what's up?
Oh, not much.
All right. Nick has a question for you. If you know the answer, you get your choice. You get to go shopping at the Beatrice Bakery Factory. Find something good for you and the family. Nick, your question, please.
All right, Ted. Who leads Nebraska in sacks? Five seconds.
I don't know.
Say a name. 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Right. Bright lights will get you. Bright lights will
get
you. Got him. Bright lights to get you every time. Back to, you got another question for you on the text line. That says, Jay, in your day, how many dudes showed up to Nebraska with that same mindset about weights as you?
I think guys back then lifted. I think, you know, California guys and Texas guys were, you know, in real programs where they, you know, it wasn't to the extent now. So they weren't foreign to the weight room like I was. But nobody lifted to the extent that we did at Nebraska. So there was guys, there was a few, you know. For me, you know, to be honest with you, I was looking at Coach Osborne. I was like, man, you stuck with me. So I know I'm not going to fail out of school, and I know I ain't going to get in trouble. So you stuck with me regardless if I end up being a scrub or not. So I was like, I got plenty of time to get in the weight room.
All right, let's go back to Honda Lincoln Hotline. Shay, what's up, Shay?
What's up, man? How's it going?
It's good. Nick, trivia, sir.
All right, Shay, I'm switching it up, man. Switching sports completely. Who led Nebraska men's basketball in rebounds against Sam Houston?
Oh, God. I'll just McGowan.
Which one? There's two of them.
Bryce?
You had
50-50 ball. 50-50 ball.
Man, I thought, wow, what a guess.
50-50 ball. He was right, like, hey, bro. Yeah. Oh, so I meant to tell you this story, Jay. So here's the funny thing that happens now is, like, I'm out in public, people come up. You would be amazed how many people walk up and go, you're Jay Foreman, right?
Man. Hey. I love my Lincoln Knights.
Right.
Okay, I love my Lincoln brethren. All you guys are my my brothers, regardless of your pigmentation.
Right.
But damn, I'm going to tell you.
Okay? Well, that's what I said. Right? Like, that's what I was like.
I'm going to tell you this. All brothers don't look the same, and all aren't created equal.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo. It was, hey,
and
go
this
ahead.
Is no disrespect to my man T. Frazier, but I had somebody come up and say, man, are you T. Frazier? I told him, I said, there ain't a day to end in why I look like T.
You know, man.
I was like, get this stepping.
It happens. Like, we were at.
Upside.
We're upside.
Yeah, that's right.
You Jay Foreman?
You Jay Foreman. I was like,
They didn't ask me if I was Jay Foreman.
Right. I was like, he just laughed. He's like, oh, okay.
You should have said, well, depending on who asked you. You know? Right? I mean.
Well, if you got an envelope, we might be able to talk. You know, we might have to talk.
We in here, so you know? Yeah, it's but you know, bless their heart, man. They trying. They might be a little intimidated.
Look, right? It was like he was giving you that look, like you know that one where you're being scanned, right?
Scanned, like
yeah.
That's not being scanned. It's the process of elimination. Like, I know it's not him. I know it's not Mike Rozier because he doesn't live here.
Right.
Then it's like, okay. He's I know somebody.
He's somebody.
So just throw it out there.
He's somebody. And it clicked like radio. Okay.
Next time somebody asks if I'm T. Frazier, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to give some free drinks or something.
Greatest quarterback in Nebraska history.
Start throwing, you want to go out in the parking lot, throw some passes? They well, can't throw the ball no more.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we're not sure Tommy can. We ain't seen him throw it in a while.
But I'm just talking about when you try to do something that you ain't done in a while. It just ain't working.
Look, I gave that up. 402-464-5685. Nick's got trivia for you if you want a chance to win some sweets. We've got, you know, so we had the strawberry daiquiri cake, and then the pina colada cake with vanilla ice cream.
Ooh. They all sound delicious.
Oh.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. I just kind of said, I was watching football. I just kind of chilled a little bit. Had a little. Right.
Did you get the itis?
No, because I was going to the women's game. So I had to bounce up. I had to bounce up to get it. So.
There we go.
Look at Big Sky. Just answer the phone, gangster. Look at him.
You know, just like, you know, what you doing?
Yeah. He looking at him like, yeah, that's him right there.
It's Mikey. It's Mikey.
Nope.
No, they're afraid. Nobody wants that smoke, Nick. Come on. So give one of the answers so they can feel.
Trey McGowan's led the Huskers in rebounds.
And who leads them in sacks?
Garrett Nelson.
Who leads him in tackles for loss?
Garrett Nelson.
Like, this was, you know, we're all.
People don't have Google on their phone while they're sitting on there?
No, because they're afraid that when they call in thinking we're going to switch the answer, because we do. You know. from the text line. Jay, I saw you at Hy-Vee one day. I thought about saying hi, but it felt too bromancy.
Well, listen here. People come talk to me at Hy-Vee all the time.
Do you spend a lot of time at Hy-Vee? Because a lot of your stories are from you at Hy-Vee. I just picture I walk in and he's over there in the
that's
cafe.
Jay's
just,
candy shop.
He's just over there sitting in the cafeteria.
I'm in the cafeteria having a good time holding court with all the retirees over there.
Yeah, you probably participate in bingo night.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Wednesday night.
I'm just approachable, Nick. You know?
Okay.
Somebody said, why you look so angry? I don't think I look angry.
You look angry every day when you kind of come in sometimes.
Because you guys be messing with me all the time. You got me on the
defense.
We
left you alone. Like, we didn't I didn't even mention.
Little Mars Blackman there. Because he hits you. Then here comes him around the corner. You rang.
Rico hits everybody
He bounces, though.
Yeah. Well, he starts it, stirs it, and then he leaves.
Yeah, like he only one within Lincoln City limits that got a kid. Yeah, Rico, I'm talking about you, man. You need to, you know, we just want to hang out with you, Rico.
Do you?
Sometimes. I like Rico.
You know, I mean.
He tickles me to death, though, man.
You got to go to a game with Rico.
What game?
So we went
football game.
So we need to go. We watched basketball. We were doing the basketball playoffs last year, and Rico was sitting next to you. And
oh, watching the game.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I want to watch a Knicks game with him, like a prime time one that you know that's on national TV, like the Knicks playing the Celtics, prime time game.
He mad at me already though, because I'm going to see the Knicks twice.
Well, just get him a shirt. Get him a little.
I gave him something.
You know what? Here's what you need to do.
I love New York.
Hey, get a picture with Spike Lee, or get Spike Lee to send him a little video message.
I'll get Dustin Hoffman.
Somebody, you're right. Yeah.
Did you ever set up your cameo? Speaking of video message, you ever get that
yes,
figured out?
Yes, I do. I haven't tweeted it out yet.
Jay, why are you dragging your feet, man?
Yeah, that and cameo. Like he ain't doing no cameo.
I'm doing a whole bunch of cameos. I'm trying to set it up. Wait for Christmas time. So I can sing them some songs.
And all the Husker, it'll be Husker cameos.
Yeah.
Of course.
Everybody there.
But for Christmas, what I'm going to get myself.
Go ahead.
Is a black cowboy hat. And I'm so pumped.
Are you going to have the black boots with it?
So and the chaps with the butt out.
Oh, you.
So for you texters out there.
Why?
Because that's my.
That's your style
That's
now.
My style.
Okay.
With the little
I got nothing for that. I got nothing for that.
I didn't know if you were just sitting there.
That's swag on 10,000. The black cowboy hat is really the priority. So if you texters out there.
He is so lying. He went and got the chaps, and now he needs the hat just to justify it.
I can't look right.
I
got a leather vest. I got the leather vest.
Oh, he going full
on. I need to get it like designed and stuff, get it on there. You know, Stone Cold Steve Austin had it.
See, they're coming up with the Village People, Nebraska version.
Oh, no, you did.
We know which one Jay going to be.
Right, right. If that's the case, I'll be one of the Village People. I'm going to have one that had the feather thing on it. Yeah, that'd be me.
Jay, the black cowboy.
Hey, I can get down a little bit. Hey, you had me about four tequilas and grapefruits. I could get down a little bit. Get the joints lubed up.
Hey, Jay doing the Village People.
No, because these people will put my picture. You know how they can put your picture on like a
video of the
Village People? Yeah.
Oh, that's going to happen.
That'd probably be Nick doing that.
That's going to happen.
I sent Nick the picture of me as a freshman.
Am I allowed to tweet it out?
Fresh.
You should.
No.
It's online. Anybody can find it.
Oh, perfect.
It's like the second picture that pops up for you.
Fresh out of the AU circuit to the Nebraska. Yeah, I literally left a basketball tournament, was in there. Neck looked like a pencil. Hey, that little mustache I had was literally like 4 years in the making of growing. If I had one hair, I was like, I'm not shaving it. And finally it came in, looked like Mr. Splinter.
Yeah, you were trying. And then he was confused. Like, am I going to look tough?
I'll just go ahead and cheese a little bit.
Should I look tough?
You got some big eyes, man. Like, that's not a bad thing.
Hey, man.
That's not a bad thing at all.
So
don't,
big I can see
his eyes are bigger than his head, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Eddie Murphy.
I don't know how proportional they are.
Oh, now you bullying me on that on radio now? You bullying me? You dissecting my looks? Man, don't be tweeting that out, man. I don't need none of these people on the internet talking about my eyes.
Okay.
Talking about he can see the future.
No.
He can see behind him.
No, right. I don't know.
Laser beams and stuff.
I don't know anything about hair either.
Oh, they messing with you, bro.
You didn't find a barbershop to line that up before picture.
No, I didn't have no money.
They got the Terry Crews and the black cowboy. They messing with you already.
That's all right. That's me, though.
Yeah. Well, except for Terry Crews covered his butt. That's how that's going to be. Oh, we got to throw this to break.
Nick, you got some big eyes.
Nick is so tweeting that out. So follow Nick. Find Nick on Twitter.
It wasn't even just the eyes, it's the hair.
He will tweet out the picture.
I still got that little clip.
Yeah,
I got the Batman going on.
Looking like Blackula.
Yeah, right? From the monsters or
looking
whatever,
like
right?
Blackula.
Yeah.
You got the full piece.
Y'all cold-blooded, man. I'm getting bullied. Listen here. I need some help.
Which shirt are you wearing today?
Right?
We'll close out.
But I had a gray shirt on underneath there. The style ain't changed, Nick. Same old soup, just reheated, baby.
We'll close out Old School when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.